Good morning, here are your local news headlines for Thursday the 15th of June. Traffic officers from Durham Constabulary are reminding drivers who are too chilled about the new gin and tonic ice lollies that they could land themselves in hot water. The lollies in gin and tonic, prosecco and peach bellini have become popular as the British weather hots up, but each has an alcohol content of around 4.5%. With the same content as your average pint, police officers are warning drivers they need to make sure they stick to the legal limits, like they would with alcoholic drinks. The lollies are a new trend for the summer, and officers who see the devastating effects of drink driving are concerned that in ice form, drivers could be lulled into a false sense of security. The reminder comes as part of a national summer drink and drug drive campaign. Businesses in Bishop Auckland have this week attended a briefing session to learn about the plans by Auckland Castle Trust and 11 Arches for the town. They heard that a new mining art gallery will open in the old bank chambers at No. 42 Marketplace in October this year. The gallery has received donations from many sources, including the Gemini collection donated by Gillian Wales and Bob McManus OBE. Initially, there'll be 100 to 120 pictures in the show, but there could be more than four times this amount to be displayed in the future. Joanna Edwards, a recruitment officer from Bishop Auckland College, explained that the Auckland Castle Academy are extending their apprentice scheme, with more places often on offer than the 9 already recruited. 14 posts are being advertised currently, with a promise of 30 more within the next 2 years. She also said that the college has £400,000 of European social funding available for you to use for those apprentices. Businesses also heard that Kinran is set to begin this year's shows on Saturday the 1st of July and will run through till Saturday the 16th of September, with more shows on Fridays, more animals within them and longer performances. This year, snow is being used in the show for the first time in the new World War I scenes. 11 Arches are expecting a record number of visitors this season. 136,000 are planned, with a record 30,000 expected from outside the region. A record number of almost 1,500 volunteers recruited, known as archers, to perform the shows, and Stephen Boyd of Olympic Opening Ceremonies fame is the creative director overseeing the performances this year. Liz Fisher, director from Auckland Castle Trust, explained in the meeting that Kinran has changed many lives of the archers. Some of them have been recruited as film extras, and they've formed many new friendships and contacts within the cast. In the words of one cast member, "We've become a family." Business people also heard that Kinran last season won many awards, including Lou of the Year. They're your local news headlines. I'm Gillian Campbell.